G'day, welcome to Partakers Friday Prayers on Friday the 11th of November 2011. Come, let's pray together. Father, as we commence, let our hearts and minds be right before you. We thank you for your Son, Jesus, and it's in his name we offer you these praises, prayers, and petitions in the power of the Holy Spirit who lives inside those who are your children. Amen. We start with a time for you to offer your own praises to God. If for some reason words are failing you, simply say this: Lord God, I lift up thanks and praise to you alone. Let's praise God together. Hallelujah. Father, accept these praises as sweet-smelling perfume. Amen. Father God, we now lift this troubled world to you. From your wellspring of mercy, hear these petitions and cries. May justice and peace come to places where injustice, strife, and conflict currently dominate. Where there is chaos, bring order. Where there is hatred, may love be sown. We pray that in areas of need following natural disasters, such as earthquakes and famines and hurricanes, that aid will get through and infrastructure rebuilt. Lord, in your mercy, hear these prayers of your children. Amen. Father, be the strength for all those who are grieving and mourning the loss of loved ones. Father, we pray that those in despair will be helped, and where there is darkness, there will be light. Amen. Let's now pray for those who are ill. Father, we lift before you these people: Chris, Tracy, Denise, Kath, Joy, Christina, Betty, Kathy, Margaret, Chrissy, Bruce, and Ruth. O God, give comfort to them and all those who are ill. Give wisdom to medical staff treating them, and from your wellspring of mercy, give a healing touch. Amen. Father, we also lift before you all those facing challenging situations, such as confinement at home, geographical isolation, lack of employment, health issues, and financial pressures. Hear the cries of our hearts, O Father, and give wisdom and courage to overcome, and help respective governments to send aid and be compassionate. We lift these people to you, Father, trusting that you will meet their needs in whatever situation is being faced, and we put ourselves in your hands to help meet those needs where we can.
Dear God, thank you that you are a God of second chances. We thank you for forgiving and taking us back during the times of our lives when we strayed and were disobedient. We are so sorry for disappointing loved ones in our lives and for disappointing you. Please forgive us. Please encourage us and keep us steady. We want to stay on the right course with the right attitudes and the right desires. Bless you, Lord, for your loving kindness, your grace, and your mercy. We praise you for who you are. Today I pray for all those who are imprisoned. Some people are imprisoned for breaking the law, some for their faith, and others are imprisoned by sin. I pray that wherever and whatever the prison, your Holy Spirit will be there to enlighten, bring conviction and repentance, comfort, wisdom, and help. I pray that lessons will be learned and that prisoners will find freedom in you. I pray for fresh starts and new life. I pray for miraculous testimonies that point people to Jesus. And I want to pray for every person in prison who feels lonely. Please be their sun and their shield. Help them when they cannot help themselves. Provide happiness and sunshine in their lives, warmth and love, compassion and companionship. I pray for your protection from all harm and evil, from dark moods and negative thoughts. I lift up these people and ask that you, Almighty God, will lift them up too. I hope and pray they will see your hand upon their lives and that they will trust in you. Bless their faith and bless our faith, dear God. And I thank you for our Savior, in whose name I pray. Amen.
We now pray for church services around the world this weekend. Our Father God, we lift before you all those who are preaching, leading, serving, and participating in church services around the world this weekend, both up front and in the congregation. We ask that the Holy Spirit would guide their minds and that the worship would be in spirit and in truth, and that your word is faithfully preached. For those in countries where to meet other Christians is illegal or not condoned by the government, we ask that you continue to strengthen, guide, uplift, and grow them. Let them know through your Spirit, the Spirit that lives within all believers, that we are praying for them. Amen. Now there'll be a short time of prayer where you can give to God things that are on your own mind and heart. And if, for some reason, words are failing you, then pray this short prayer based on Psalm 40. O God, help and deliver me from this pit, for I am poor and needy. Let's continue praying. Father, we pray that your love will take over our lives. We also pray that we would follow you faithfully, live lives obedient to you, and give praise to you alone in all circumstances we face. Lord, in your mercy, hear these prayers of your children. Amen. Finally, we close with this prayer of great praise. O Father, may it be that your love takes over our lives, that we would follow you faithfully as your church. May we give to you alone praise in all circumstances we face together. We ask all these things, O Father, through the majestic name of your Son Jesus Christ, who died for us, and in the power of the Holy Spirit, who lives inside us. Amen. Thanks for joining us on Partakers Friday Prayers. See you again real soon.